Make love to a fella in a rush? Hey guys, welcome to our show. Welcome to our show. My name is Nina.
And my name is Leanne.
And this is the Ladies Social Jamboree. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're just going to be talking about stuff.
Yeah, because we're finally getting around to doing this.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, we're part of the Grand Shuck It brand of podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might recognize us from the Grand Shuck It podcast. Mm-hmm, and, of course, there's our brother podcast, the STK Power Hour. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
But whatever. Enough about them. More about us.
Oh, also the news show that Anthony and I have done once.
Yes. Which is, blissless ignorance. Yes.
Yeah. You guys have done that. Blissful about being ignorant.
Exactly. Important news for important people. Mm-hmm. So on the Ladies Social Jamboree, which, yes, I am going to say it like that probably every time, at least until I get tired of it. We're just going to talk about random stuff, like, you know, it could be K-drama, it could be stuff that pisses us off, it could be stuff that makes us happy. We're just two best friends, two lady best friends talking,
lady friends
talking about Dad stuff pals. Yes, exactly. But yeah, I didn't know where I was going with that. I was gonna say something else, but I didn't know where I was going. Okay, so the first thing I think we should talk about is Good Morning Call, because we just finished
it. Yes, we did.
So Good Morning Call.
And it was shorter than we thought.
I know. I was upset because we were upstairs. We're like, oh, okay, we have 20 episodes. Got to it. No, 17. You have one episode left. I'm like, what?
We sit down, settle in for a few hours.
Right, exactly.
And we only have one episode left.
Like, what is this noise? Because I normally come over to Leanne's house every Friday night to, you know, hang out and watch dramas and stuff, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for years.
Literally, yeah. Now.
Yeah. Yes. We've been doing it for years. Yeah, we've been doing it for almost 4 years, I think.
Oh my God.
I know, right? It's freaking crazy, man.
Definitely before George. So,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think we started doing this like before you guys even lived here.
Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah. We started doing this back when we were in Lanham. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You guys were still,
in Anthony's grandmother's house.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Good times.
Good times.
Good times. That just reminded me. Never mind. That's a story for off the podcast. I was about to say, I don't know how. Also, it's like, just in case any cops are listening, I'm not going to tell that story.
Yeah.
It's like that one time.
Or any of my students.
When we, anyway. So Good Morning Call is a J-drama. That's Japanese drama, for those of y'all who don't know. And it is about two high school students, Uehara-kun, Uehara Hisashi, that is, and Yoshikawa Nao.
I thought it was Ishikawa.
Yoshikawa.
Whatever.
Yeah, Yoshikawa Nao. And through a series of fortunate events, I guess we'll call it, they end up having to live together in the same luxurious apartment.
Oh, yeah, which they were the victims of fraud.
Yes, they were the victims of fraud, and the landlady was like, bitch better have my money. But
well, it was more like, yeah, the rent's like super high, the only way you're gonna afford to live here is if you live together.
It's like, yeah, well,
also secretly she was matchmaking the entire time.
Oh yeah, totally. Sorry, by the way, I'm totally eating Italian ice right now too, so yeah,
because why not? Because whatever. Lindy's Italian ice is delicious.
It is. Shout out to Lindy's. No, they're not paying us, but they should. Anyway, so they live together in a super posh apartment, and hilarious hijinks ensue.
Uh-huh. Lots of decently hot guys.
Yes, yes. There were like four hot guys in this show. I was pleasantly surprised. First, of course, is the main lead, Uehara.
Although he's not the hottest.
He's not the hottest. But the second love interest, Daichi. Daichi is also in love with Nao. He is her childhood friend and also her senpai at school.
Oh, by the way, at their school, there's like a hot guy for like each grade level.
Yes,
so
they're considered the top three
Daichi
of the school.
Daichi was the hot guy for the seniors, third year, and then Uehara, and then who cares about the other?
Yeah, the first year they never said anything about the first year hot guy because whatever.
But because it was why?
Exactly. It's all about Uehara and Daichi,
and then of course Issei,
yes,
who was her boss at the ramen shop,
which she had to start going to the ramen shop to work there because she accidentally broke a very expensive bowl. And so in a plot twist that is somewhat similar to Ouran High School Host Club, she had to work at the ramen shop in order to pay off the debt. So, and of course,
love blossoms.
Yes, it did.
One-sided love
blossoms. Exactly. Issei, aka Ichan, fell in love with her, but it was way too late.
Way late. Like, he tried that stuff like episode 10.
10, 11, 12, something like that. He didn't even express any sort of interest in her until they were at the amusement park, which was more than halfway through the series. And it was just, but overall, I really, really enjoyed this show. It was fun.
It was good. I liked it. It was cute.
Yes. And,
she was very, naive, and I love those kind of characters where she's just so innocent.
It's like she was super dumb and kind of really dumb. Like, not just life dumb, but also academically dumb too.
Just
like
in every aspect,
every possible aspect. She was just like a thick piece of bread. Most where her of brain the is
problems they got into was because she was dumb.
I know. It's hilarious. And he would get so mad at her. It was the best.
It was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, it ended up how you would generally assume the word.
Yeah, of course.
Very sweet, though.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these J-dramas, K-dramas, C-dramas, Chinese dramas, Taiwanese T-dramas.
T-dramas.
We should watch some, like, P-dramas or, like, I-dramas, Philippines and India and other Asian countries.
I mean, sure.
If we can find
them. I'm down.
Yeah, we're going to find some of those. Anyway, but, you know, pretty formulaic. I mean, obviously.
Well, they all are.
Exactly. Main girl always ends up with main guy.
But that's why we come back.
Exactly.
Well, actually, that's not true, remember?
It's like drugs.
I guess sometimes there's just some ambiguity as to who's the main guy. Because this is in the episode, Last Cinderella,
which was one of the first dramas that we watched that actually featured, like, middle-aged people. Because normally the dramas that we watch feature high school students. And college students, and we don't
and
like
these were like she was 40 and turning 40 anyway.
Exactly. Like, these were like adults with like adult lives and adult problems.
Although one of the love interests was
like 25, early 20s. Yeah, he was like 24, he was at least 15 years younger than her, which why I was just like, argh.
It was a little bit of that, but I mean, because she was just so lovable, like, it was
he deserved her.
You know.
He deserved her. It was great.
He deserved her.
He deserved her.
He conned her.
He did, but he turned it around.
Yes,
he turned it around in the end. He was like,
there was a lot.
You were rooting for him.
Oh, I was rooting for him hard.
I was rooting for Mustache Guy for a while, though, but it was mostly because I just liked him better. He was kind of annoying, though, but I still liked him.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really good show, too.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, it was very misleading, though, because you remember the whole thing was that stress was making her
turn into a man or whatever.
It was really, she had like one hair that she plucked out, like, so
it was dumb. Like, I thought they were actually gonna make her transform into like having a male body, but they just didn't go anywhere with that.
I thought she was at least gonna have like a beard and a mustache.
I know, like, literally the cover image had her with shaving cream on
all
her face,
over her face,
shaving her face like the way that like a man does, and I'm just like, we're not doing that. Okay,
it was still good though.
Thought we were possibly going to get some sort of like a gender bender kind of situation going. Oh, man.
Gender bender.
Man, okay, if anybody out there is listening and makes K-dramas professionally for a living, then you should totally.
That's likely.
Yes, that's totally likely. Let me have my delusions. You should totally make a K-drama, J-drama, T-drama, whatever, where the main girl. Like, do like a Ranma 1/2 thing, you know, like she turns into a guy under a special circumstance and then she turns back, or like, it's something like that. I want like a weird gender bender kind of situation and hilarious hijinks ensue.
Half Prince.
That's the one where she's like a guy in the video game, right?
In the video game.
Right.
My God, I loved it.
I know.
I loved it.
I know. But no, I have not read it.
It's totally complete now.
Oh, good.
So it's good. All finished.
I might have to get on that. Am I caught up in? Okay, yeah, I know I am. Sorry. Just so you guys know, we are going to go off on wild, crazy tangents. Yeah. And we probably won't get back to whatever the original topic is. So you just kind of got to strap in.
We will absolutely lose our way.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to lose it. We're going to go off in the woods somewhere. So just strap in.
For what we wanted to talk about today.
Right.
The one thing we specifically wanted to talk about. Okay. That is the betrayal.
Okay.
That is Netflix.
Netflix, what the hell? Netflix, what the hell?
I trusted you, Netflix.
Okay. So here's the situation. So after we finished Good Morning Call, we were looking for, you know, the next
thing,
drama to watch. The next new hotness, as we always do
scrolling through, looking to see if the guys are hot enough.
Yeah. Which we are so super. This is
number one criteria.
So superficial.
We started watching that one show because it was kind of interesting and the image was pretty.
The image of the guy was hot.
And then we went in and it was utter lies.
Yes.
Like it was photoshopped or something. Yes.
Because on the cover image on Netflix, the guy was like a solid 8. Like a solid 8.
And he was like a solid 4.
Dude.
I was.
You being generous. You being generous. I'd put him at like a 3 or something. I'm just like, ooh. You know. He's like, yeah. But it wasn't good. I was upset by that. So that's strike number one for Netflix. Strike number two. So we're scrolling past and we're, you know, looking for our next new drama to watch. And then all of a sudden,
because you watched Noble My Love, which is another rom-com.
Yes, which is a rom-com. There was a drama called Hope. Right. And
there was no hope there.
No, there was no hope because the summary
only
is
crushing despair.
You know, a horrible, horrible person beats and rapes a couple's young daughter. And they in the cover image, like that girl was young, like little.
She was young, like, a little girl.
Like 4. Maybe. And
she was so cute.
I know.
So, she was
the
so
little,
horrifying.
With the little pigtails. And basically, it tells the story of them recovering from this incredibly traumatic incident. And we're sitting there with our mouths open like, why Netflix? Oh, and the
why would you do this to me?
And Netflix has the balls to it has 5 stars.
It does. I mean, now mind you, it's probably dramatic as all hell.
Oh, it's a matter of fact, it's probably extremely well written and it's probably very, very realistic and handles this kind of awful situation in a very, very mature and well-crafted way, but there is no way in hell I'm ever watching
that. Well, no! Why would you present that to me as an option when I'm looking for a nice, lighthearted rom-com?
Romantic comedy hot guys. Exactly. It's like, I want hot guys. I want comedic situations. I want, you know, hilarious.
And if there's some light gender bender or some heavy gender bender, it's all right.
I'm cool with that. Exactly. And of course, drama in between just to kind of intersperse everything. But no, you do not show me.
You drop child rape on us.
Exactly. It's like, oh, we're going, oh, this is a romantic comedy. Time travel, K-pop band, superpowers, child rape.
Like, why?
We're sitting there for like a full 15 seconds just traumatized. Like, why?
Face just stuck as we try to scroll through to regain some happiness.
Oh.
But then we come across, do you remember what it was called?
I don't even remember because my mind is blocked out.
I was like, oh, that older guy is a strikingly handsome fella.
Silver fox
guy.
That's
so nice. And they're like, what, a 17-year-old girl? What? Sensual love? What?
It's like, what?
Why is a 70-year-old man?
The sexual bond between a 70-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl.
Because what? Netflix.
What the hell? Netflix? No. No.
Where they do that at? Netflix.
What kind of BS? I don't even, like, it's giving me a headache just thinking about it,
to be
honest.
And that's when we quit. We were like, no.
It's like, no, you know, Netflix. Let's just come downstairs and record this daggone podcast before I, like, put my foot through your TV, and then then I gotta buy y'all a new TV, and I don't have money for that. So you know what? Let's just come downstairs because I can't deal with Netflix right now. It is like I am triggered. I am triggered right now. Hashtag Tumblr. I am triggered. Okay.
I'm sorry, your face.
I know. uncomfortable laughter because I'm still thinking about it. So it's like, it's funny, but at the same time, yeah, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm actively not thinking about it.
I can't stop thinking about it. And it's making me upset, but whatever.
Think about something else. What else is nice? Oh, we are going to be, I think the next move for us is going to be Love Rain.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so excited.
Okay, 4.5 stars on Netflix. 4.5 stars,
2012, so that's good. And it's got your boy.
Jang Yun Suk
from You're Beautiful. It's the best, which is one of the best dramas. KJT, any letter you can think of. It's one of the best dramas ever. It's also one of the first ones that we ever watched.
Yes, it is.
It's one of the first ones now, we ever watched way back in the way back.
Favorite is still
Secret Garden.
Secret Garden.
Yes.
That was fire.
Oh my lord. That was amazing. Like I would watch that again.
The production quality, the fight scenes, the crazy supernatural elements,
the hot guy who could speak multiple hot guys.
Oh, and the little nursery rhyme, Kim. Oh, do you want me?
I can't even remember it now, but I would rewatch that show right the hell now.
I know, but they took it off of Netflix. I think they did. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
What kind of crap is that? I mean,
I know they took You're Beautiful off, but I have that on DVD anyway, so.
Very good. I like that you said DVD and not illegally downloaded, because we don't do that here, ever.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, we don't. Oh man, but you know, I would totally rewatch that right now, but.
Good times.
I know, right? What else do you want to talk about? Because now I'm drawing a blank, and now that I'm over my Netflix-induced rage.
Yeah, me too. How long has this been?
Like 17 minutes. Also, for some reason, I have Sia's song, Eye of the Needle, stuck in my head. I don't know why.
I don't even know that song.
It's such a great song. I love Sia.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Such a great song. Anyway.
I mean, what should we talk about after this? I mean, should we give, I don't know, maybe do a period, tampon.
Oh my god.
Kind of flashback thing.
Oh my god.
Just like
it's like, okay, so flashback to college. Anytime the boys would come in the room and we would just start saying period, tampon. Like, hey, what are you guys talking about?
We'd all be talking. Of course, we'd be all huddled together.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason, when we talked, we huddled together.
We could hear each other better.
And so, we were probably whispering about the guys.
Yeah.
And so they would always be like, what you talking about? We're like, nothing. They'd be like, aw, look at them over there. Period, tampon. Teapot, Dr. Henze. Because Dr. Henze was the greatest.
Yeah, he was. He was amazing.
And we were usually talking about Dr.
He Henze. Lived at Fells Point. And he cursed a lot. And it was funny.
Dated a black lady.
Yeah, it did. He was funny. Is he still at Morgan?
I don't know, but
we should ask Katrina.
I should find out because when I apply to grad school soon, I have to do to keep my job.
Wait, you do? Oh, yeah, you do. You told me about that.
There was some transition trouble between my SPC, my standard professional certification one, and my SPC two, because I didn't take the intro to special education class.
If you guys haven't figured out, Leanne is a high school English teacher.
Absolutely. So I had to take that, but now it just happened, I think, a week ago or so.
About a week ago.
Indeed. I got my SPC 2. So now within 5 years, I have to have a master's degree or at least 36 credits of post-bachelor work, and at least a certain number of that has to be graduate credits. So might as well just get my grad degree.
Scholarships, my dude.
I have to get it within 5 years. Anyway,
scholarships.
The one I'm looking for, I have to get some letters of recommendation from professors. And I was like,
Dr. Henze.
I haven't even been in contact with my professors for like a long time.
It's all good. Yeah. I mean, Katrina would know whether or not he's still at Morgan because she knows everything of what's going on at Morgan at all times, especially because she lives practically right in their backyard.
The funny thing is, she actually doesn't, because we asked her what this building was and she was like, I don't know.
Good job, Katrina. I'm totally kidding, Katrina. We love you. Okay, well, cool. Well, good luck,
but
man.
Anyway,
back to
on a tangent. Yeah, we were talking about just I don't know. We were going to talk about something that we did in college. One of our hijinks.
I know.
Maybe the story of how we met.
Okay, so this was back in 1903.
2003.
It was 1903. It was right after the war. Okay. I had just gotten back from my deployment and I got off the ship because I was in the Navy. I wasn't in the Navy. Not at all. Shout out to the Navy. We appreciate your service.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Anyway, it was 2003. It was July. It was hot that day. But not like sticky hot.
Of course it was hot.
It was hot that day. But not like not like sticky hot yet, but it was going to get sticky hot later. It was sort of like a dry hot. Anyway, so I was hungry. So I left my room, which we were at freshman orientation at Morgan State University.
Go Bears. Yes, we do. We went early because we were in the honors department.
Yes, we did.
And we had a little weekend where we had to do our testing, mm-hmm. our placement testing.
And all sorts of stuff. Yeah, that was...
Bonding activities.
I suppose, yeah, because we all were assigned to like a roommate.
Based on when you got there.
Yeah, it was weird. I ended up being roommates with Shamir Lawson and she was really nice. I remember Shamir fondly.
And I ended up being in a room with a girl who appeared to put a paste of Vaseline and baby powder on her face every day to appear lighter. And it was very creepy.
Hashtag colorism.
I still don't know her name.
Hashtag self-hate. Very sad. Anyway, so, so I got hungry one day. So Shamir wasn't in the room at the time. I don't know where she was. So I left to walk down the hall of Blount Towers, which is where we were temporarily staying for that weekend.
Thank God. He only almost had to stay there.
Boy, oh my God. No offense to Blount Towers, of course. But yeah, Harriet Tubman's way better.
Hashtag so much better.
Hashtag HT Vicinity.
HT.
Tubman side. Not Harper side. Tubman side's
Harper
better.
Harper Tubman, yep.
Harper Tubman. Oh, I said Harriet Tubman.
You said Harriet Tubman.
I'm an idiot. Anyway, so I'm walking down the hall, doop, 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 and there's the elevator. Oh, no, it's going to close soon. Ah, I just made it. Yay. Okay, so I'm in the elevator, and to my right is standing a girl. And I turn and I look at her because that's what I do. I don't just sit there and stare at the door. I look at all the people because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I notice, OMG, I have the same t-shirt, which
I'm sure plenty of people say because it's at Walmart.
But you see, in 17-year-old Nina's mind, oh my gosh, you have the same shirt. I have that same shirt.
Twinsies.
We about to be friends, even though I was not wearing the shirt at the time.
By the time we got off the elevator, like we had to ride down like maybe five floors.
Yeah.
By the time we rode down...
We were friends.
We had bonded over like 5 to 12 things.
Yeah, we had. It's like, oh my God, I have the same shirt.
The hair. Oh my God, the bandana.
Oh my God, you're mixed too?
Oh my God.
My
dad's black.
Oh my God. We're both in the honors program. Okay, it's like, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go get some food. Whee!
Yeah, because I told you I was actually going to meet Mickey. Yeah, my friend from high school. Mm-hmm. And she was there over the summer doing
right.
the program.
And of course, I'm coming down from New Jersey. I don't know anyone because at that point I didn't know anyone in Maryland or anything. I mean, mm-hmm. the only person I knew in Maryland was my god sister Toy, who was part of the reason why I ended up going to Morgan State University. Mm-hmm. Say shout out to Toy, she's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, that is the story of how we met.
We spent the rest of that weekend together.
Oh my god, we
like
sure
all
did.
Of that weekend.
I kind of feel bad for Shamir because before I met you, I was kind of hanging out with her on a regular basis. We were hanging out together, and then me and you met, and it was just like, okay, bye, Shamir, gotta go. we were joined at the hip for the rest of that weekend.
And we were fairly inseparable. Freshman year,
we really were.
I mean, other than classes, like I think we started out having one class together, and then we didn't have any classes together.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, we had different majors. I was a psychology major and Leanne was an English major. Yeah, so, but I mean, we always tried to have, I feel like freshman year we had like one class together each semester, and then obviously Spanish came. Spanish.
Stupid llama tie.
The professor whose name we will not speak on air.
He who shall not be named.
Because he might.
More evil than Lord Voldemort. I will rather say his name.
Right, exactly. It's like.
Lest we summon up the evil.
And he tries to sue us for defamation, although I think probably like -4 people are listening to this podcast. So okay. Also because it's the first episode and nobody knows about us yet.
I don't care.
Yeah, let's
defamation. It's all true.
It is. It's totally true.
I'd say it to his face, except I wouldn't.
So you would not say it to his face. You would just stand there and mean mug the hell out of him. Just stand there and mean mug the hell out of him.
I mean mugged him at graduation.
Oh, I know you did.
Because he was the first person's hand I had to shake.
And I'm looking at him like, I'm going to wash my hand after I get off this stage.
Because he had the nerve to look surprised.
That's all right. It's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Only class I've ever failed in my life.
It's all good. Because you know what? When they go low, we go high. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man, we talked a lot about blowing up his car.
Yeah, we did.
Clearly, we did not.
No, we did not. Because
we'd be in jail.
We're not criminals. We have never blown up anyone's car or done...
But we have talked about
it. We have talked about it, definitely. If we had more, you know, fortitude, we probably would have told him and threatened him.
I like to blow up your car. You gestured to make it seem like you were saying testicular fortitude.
Yes, but then I decided to go with fortitude because anybody's genitals can have fortitude.
This is true.
Yes. Much fortitude to be found in the genital region of all human beings. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yes. Even though they're actually both very sensitive.
They are, which is weird. Like, when you think about it, it's like, oh, testicular fortitude, vaginal fortitude, whatever. But it's like, yeah, those are the sensitive, squishy parts. Like, if you even touch them too hard, it's like, ow. So you don't think, most people, I don't understand why those things are referred to as having fortitude. Because it's like, no, they really don't. They're soft and squishy. And they
need to be protected at all costs.
Yeah, it's like, they can't handle much pressure at all. It's like, it's not like they're feet or like elbows or something hard and angular that can take some pressure.
In the future, we should probably have more than one thing that we want to talk about.
I know. Well, I mean, this is the pilot episode, so we'll get better. We'll get better, guys. We promise.
But we can promise that we are this weird always.
Oh, yeah. No, this is just completely off the cuff. This is what we do. So if you like it, great. If you don't,
you might want to go somewhere else.
You should still stay with us. You should grow to love us.
You should.
Love us.
You should.
You know you want to. You know you want to. We're great. We're awesome. And you're awesome if you're listening to us. So.
Especially if you stuck around this long.
Exactly. It's like if you stuck through all 27 minutes of this, then you're great.
Well, I don't think it's all 27.
Oh, yeah. Because probably like the first minute and a half, we were just like BSing it. And then. Because Anthony's going to cut out like the whole first minute and a half of this.
Anthony's over there listening to this. Like, why did I ask them to do a podcast? This is nonsense.
Whatever, man. You know we're great.
You gave it to us and we're running with it. You can't take it back now.
You can't take it back. This is happening. This might happen like every week. Maybe not every week. I don't know. We'll see how we feel. But we're definitely going to do this again because this is fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, I mean, we'll probably have plenty more things to talk about. Whether they're pop culture related or not doesn't really matter. Because as you can see, we just go off on the most wild ass tangents. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I said ass. Does that mean that this is going to be...
You also said the B word.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
When did I say it?
B-I-T-C-H earlier. I was like, all right. You said it actually fairly early in the podcast.
Dang it. I guess, all right. I guess we'll have to get an explicit rating. I was trying to keep it clean for the kids. for all the children.
I do it for the kids.
All the children that are going to be...
Nina loves the kids.
Nina does love the kids. But I was trying to keep it clean so that in case we could avoid the E rating so that, you know, the kids can watch this. But I guess...
You mean listen?
Yes. Listen. Listen with their eyes.
They can look at the
iPhone screen and then listen with their ears. So it'll be an interactive multimedia experience. But since we're probably already going to get the E rating, then.
And also kids should probably not have that much screen time.
Yeah, probably
not. Like George gets all the screen time in the world.
Yeah, but it serves as a good distraction, and at least until he gets older, so whatever. You know.
Yeah, it's the only way he'll eat.
Eh, it's all good.
We've created a monster. He will not eat unless he's watching something.
At least he's an adorable monster, and he dances like a champ. You know, there's that.
He dances like Peppa Pig.
He dances like a champion. Okay, there's going to be dance as an Olympic sport in like another 20 years. I'm calling it now. So George is going to be on the U.S. Olympic dance team 2036.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling it now.
Random thought.
Gold medal. My nephew's gonna win.
For some reason.
By the way, we're also sisters-in-law.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Anyway. So, random thought. When you said U.S. Olympic team, always when I hear that in my head, I think Texaco, U.S. Olympic animals. Because apparently Texaco had Olympic animals, that's stuffed animals weird. That they were selling at one point.
Beanie Babies? And they,
that's something weird. Like that. I don't even know. It's like, I never got one.
Whenever I think about U.S. Olympic team, somehow it always goes over to frickin' Ryan Lochte.
God, I'm so glad he's off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he is good. Because you know
my
what?
My goodness.
I actually watched like last week's episode of Dancing with the Stars because I was at a work conference.
The Eras one?
Yes. It was the Eras one. Okay, so real quick before we go, I did want to talk about that because it was a great episode. And because my boss and I, we were at a work conference in California, and she really liked Dancing with the Stars and she wanted to watch it. I'm like, yeah, sure, let's go. Yeah, I don't care. But I wasn't really paying attention to it because I don't watch it. But I eventually did get sucked into it. I'm like, oh, this is fun. I can't believe they kicked off Marsha Brady.
I like
Maureen McCormick.
Everybody else was better than her. That's why. I mean, eventually the good people got to go. Like this week,
Lochte's performance was terrible.
Lochte is terrible. Every single time
they should have taken off Lochte instead of Maureen McCormick.
Every time they showed a video of whatever him trying to be played up as a sympathetic person.
I dug myself out of this hole of torment
stop
and grief.
Stop trying to make Lochte happen.
You mean the hole that you dug yourself in because you were a horrible person?
Crap. Thing.
Pile of crap.
He's definitely a pile
kicking
of
down
crap.
Doors and peeing on things and then leaving your teammates in Brazil while you jump off to Australia, to America, whatever. Oh, he's just a kid. He's 32. You
anyway,
guys.
He's gone.
32.
So, but like they
I'm glad
they asked
really
him.
Am.
They were like, "So, Ryan Lochte, however many weeks ago would you have imagined that you were standing that you would be standing here today with however many people were in the audience giving you a standing ovation?" And he's like, "No, I never would have, blah blah blah," and then he cut him off and whatever. I don't care. I don't like Ryan Lochte.
Oh my gosh, I hope that he doesn't get to be in the limelight like anymore ever at all because he's too old. He's too old to swim anymore professionally.
He should have gone way before Amber Rose.
Yeah. I'm sure I didn't even see Amber Rose perform and I'm sure that she was better than him.
Marginally? I just liked her better.
Yeah. Amber Rose is cool. I like her. She's pretty.
She was
very interesting.
Shapes.
Very interesting.
She has a very curvy body.
Yes, she does.
But they were trying, like, I like toward the end, like, they in the beginning, they were trying to kind of cover it up, making her wear the skirts and everything. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of looked like a blob. It was very unattractive. It was not a good look.
It's like, if you got a body like Amber Rose, it's like, you got to dress. You gotta
show it off.
You gotta show it off. So, or, you know, if you want to. If you don't want to, then fine, whatever.
No. In that,
because otherwise,
in that competition,
you're gonna look like you're wearing a bag.
Yeah.
You gotta.
So then they started giving her, like, basically body suits so that you could see all the curves.
It's like, boom, boom, boom.
Right. So, I mean, that was good.
It's like, but yeah,
oh my God.
If you
this
got
last
it, work
week
it.
Was the Halloween, because it was on Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
My God. Now, mind you, I think that the best person on there is the race car driver, James.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you were going to say Laurie Hernandez because I love her.
I love when I tell
Hernandez.
When I tell you, she made Val cry repeatedly this week.
Aww.
I mean, repeatedly. Like,
is Val the blonde lady or no?
Val is her partner.
Oh, okay.
So he was tearing
up
all the
time. I know
none
of these people's names.
He was crying left and right. It was like so sweet and like so many people were crying. Like they did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where he was like Willy Wonka and she was Charlie.
Wow.
And he was like he felt like he was passing on kind of his legacy to her. And like he was like I don't know, he's like, I there's some kind of paternal instinct.
It's like,
or something.
Oh, that's my baby girl right there. She's only 16.
She,
you guys,
is so sweet.
She's so precious. Oh my gosh, I loved watching her dance last week in the 60s prom theme. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Oh my gosh, her Michael Jackson performance was great in the Cirque du Soleil week.
Oh,
and gosh. Then they had, okay, so this week, was really good. They got perfect tens.
Nice.
I want to say, Megatron. Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Also got perfect score this week.
All right.
I love him. He's great. Yeah. His smile is just fantastic.
Yeah, that guy's a cool guy. I can't believe he's like the same age as us.
I know.
It's so weird because I thought, because when I saw him, I'm just like, oh yeah, that's Megatron. Yeah, he's like 35 now, right? No, he's not.
Everybody wanted him on their fantasy football.
Boy, to Megatron, what? It's like, I don't care that he's playing for the Lions and the Lions suck. I still want Calvin Johnson on my fantasy team because guess what? He's going to get 11 catches for 122 yards and two touchdowns.
He's not.
Well, no, not anymore because he's retired. But yeah. 2-3 years ago when we were playing fantasy football, boy.
Mm-hmm. And so the best person, and they've said on the show that they think he's the best male contestant that they've ever had, the race car driver, James.
Right, right.
This week, he his partner actually got hurt, so she's going to be out for the rest of the show.
That sucks.
So he has to, he's dancing with her best friend.
Who is also a dancer?
Yes, also a dancer best and friend also dancer. On the show.
Nice.
And they went as Harley Quinn and the Joker from the Suicide Squad.
Nah.
And they did, I believe it was a Viennese waltz. And my God, it was good.
Gosh, that's awesome.
I watched it like 3 times because I watched it on the TV. And then some, Dancing with the Stars shared it or something, and I watched it twice back to back.
Oh man, it's like
it was amazing.
I'm just imagining it's like Harley Quinn and the Joker doing a Viennese waltz, and then he just like drops her at the end. It's
so
like,
good, and it was too. You don't own me, you know.
You don't own me, and Joker's like, we'll see about that. It's like such an unhealthy relationship,
and you can see that it was portrayed in the dance. Oh, my God, yeah, when we get off of this, I want you to watch that.
I will. I definitely will. That's what's up. But yeah, dancing with the Stars is fun. I'm not going to say, I'm definitely going to watch it, you know, every week now because I don't know if I'll be able to make that kind of a commitment. But I probably...
I love this show because it is really good. The beginning part, I like, you know, all the different stars and everything, but there's always... old people and the old people are typically not very good, and it's kind of just sad,
like
because you've seen them in their prime, like
Mary Lou Henner.
No, actually she's good. She's pretty good.
And then I mean Maureen McCormick,
she's got legs for days.
That's Mary Lou Henner. Okay, that is Elaine Nardo. For those of y'all who don't know, Taxi, look it up, watch it, amazing show. 1979 and 1984.
I'm talking about like when Billy Dee Williams was on it. That Billy was, D was on just it? Straight up painful to watch.
Really? Oh, that sucks.
Like, I think he was in 2, maybe 3 episodes. I think it was just 2.
But
my God, I was like, stop ruining Lando Calrissian for me.
But Colt 45.
Yeah. And, hold on. I want to say Cheech Marin was on.
No.
Tommy Chong. But Cheech Marin came to.
Of course he did. He's got to support his boy. They're like best friends.
Oh, last year, man, Wanya Morris from Boyz II Men. He was good.
Well,
he was real good.
I mean, Boyz II Men, they didn't do a lot of dancing, but I mean,
he lost like a ton of weight on the show.
Yeah, I was like, because Wanya was fat.
And he said, like, when they asked, like, you know, what's your goal?
Wanya and Sean
he said
were both
he just
fat.
Wants to have fun.
Oh, not Sean,
and
Nate.
Lose some weight.
Yeah.
And boy, did he.
That's cool. Yeah, because you remember from the old Boyz II Men, like, Wanya was fat, and Mike was kind of chubby, Nate was fat, and Sean was, like, the only skinny one.
And they, I know at least one time, I think he danced to Motown Philly, and I believe that they danced to another one.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's like, I'm dancing to my own song. That's my voice on the speaker right now.
Mm. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he went to the finals last year.
That's awesome.
That was really good.
Now I kind of, man, that
like
is,
some of the best ones that I remember. I loved Wanya last year.
Wanya dancing to Motown Philly is probably amazing. And then obviously another one, Alfonso Ribeiro doing the Carlton dance to It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones. It's like, how can you not?
That.
You can't not.
I'm assuming that you watched the clip.
Because, oh, obviously. Yeah. Come on. It's Alfonso Ribeiro. They had the
same partner.
They did. Oh, they cool. Did. Cool, cool, cool. That's what's up. But yeah, no, that.
She is
that fantastic. That is iconic.
And she, yeah, I believe good. She was with Vanilla Ice this year.
He's already off the show, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yes, he wasn't.
He's too busy renovating great. Houses. The Vanilla Ice project on HGTV, which Paul and I do watch sometimes.
Because you'll watch anything that comes on HGTV.
It's a fun channel.
I mean,
channel.
I will too.
But. It's a fun channel. It gives you ideas because we're trying
give
to get.
Give me that and the Food Network and I'm know, good right? for exactly. days.
It's like I'm trying to get a house next year. But anyway.
And you will do none of those things to it.
We will do all of those things.
Then you will have a very funny looking house.
All of the things.
All of the things.
Very deep okay sinks.
So we've definitely probably done enough, right?
Yeah, I think so. We've been on here for like 40 minutes, so I think we're good. So until next time, because there is going to be a next time, totally,
absolutely.
I'm Nina
and I'm Leanne,
and this has been the Ladies Social Jamboree. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.